Tomorrow, Good Friday, marks the 1,000-year anniversary of the Battle of Clontarf, in which it's thought that thousands of Viking and Celtic warriors died when the kings of Munster and Leinster clashed on the battlefield just north of Dublin. To commemorate the battle, Dublin City Council has commissioned a special piece of music on Illan pipes, which depicts the various stages of the battle leading up to the death of King Brian Boru. Our reporter Justin McCarthy has been listening to the piece and talking to those involved.
Battle of Clontarf, you can tell it from different sides, and it has been told by historians over the centuries from different sides, but effectively the main protagonists were Brian Boru, who was King of Munster and also had risen to become High King of Ireland, and he was fighting against Maile Mórder and his ally, who was King Cedric of Dublin, who was half Viking and half Irish.
This is a 1,000-year-old story of a battle told through music.
By all accounts, it was a very bloody battle. And in fact, Cogha, this epic tale that was commissioned probably by the O'Brien dynasty in the 12th century, says that within the time it takes to milk a cow, everyone was covered so much with blood that they couldn't be recognised except by voice.
The composition on Illan pipes portrays the various stages of the Battle of Clontarf, from the pre-battle tension between Brian Boru and his enemy Maile Mórder, to the battle itself, the most active section where the Illan pipes are extended to their full range, delivering the shrieks and cries of hand-to-hand combat. The piece was composed by musician Sandy Purcell.
The first thing I suppose I was thinking of was those battling time signatures, how I could kind of just make things clash and make things sound, you know, even for the person listening for their ear, you're first following one, then you're following another, and one eventually wins out over the other. So it was just to kind of create that madness, I suppose, that sound through the rhythm.
Piper Mark Redmond has the job of bringing new life to the 1,000-year-old battle, and he says the Illan pipes, with their mournful, sorrowful sound, are perfect for the piece.
Well, there's plenty of laments throughout the piece, and I suppose, like any battle, it has its sorrowful tales as well. So there's a lovely part of the piece, it's Lament for Brian Boru, and it just sounds fantastic on the instrument. It has a lovely, sorrowful sound.
And while Brian Boru is lamented in this piece, he was only one of several thousand people who died in the Battle of Clontarf, as Dr. Ruth Johnson, Dublin city archaeologist, explains.
Well, of course, Brian, the great Irish hero, the king of Dalcash of Munster, he was slain, and his dynasty went into decline for about three quarters of a century afterwards. So Maile Mórder was also slain. This is the king of Leinster. And in fact, most of the main protagonists on both sides were slain.
The music was commissioned by Dublin City Council, who, according to the council's public art manager Rory O'Queeve, wanted to commemorate the Battle of Clontarf in a way that would capture people's imaginations.
You know, it is for leaving room for people's imaginations. And I think that's the really important thing about art, is that it leaves room for you to contemplate, to imagine, to think about history. And what a better way to commemorate the Battle of Clontarf.
Justin McCarthy reporting there.